And we're back. It was the Australian Grand Prix.
It was fucking wild is what it was.
Fucking wild is an understatement. Welcome back to Box Box Box. I'm Sam.
I am Dom.
And this is your favourite Formula One podcast. Dom, what should we do?
Roll the intro music.
Hell yeah. So welcome back. As I said, I'm Sam.
I'm Dom.
And this is Box Box Box. So Dom, Formula One, first race of the season of 2025. Literally, mate, I was speechless.
The thing, I think it was one of those, I don't know if it was like it for you, but definitely for me, obviously we'd both done hectic days, like all day Saturday.
Yeah, I was wrecked.
We were all working all the way through Saturday and then driving as well in between it all. And it's just like, oh, and then I finished work at 4.
Yeah.
And I was watching the pre-race show while I was working on my little screen, like in front of the deck. So I'm just like,
watching Brundle's grip walk while everyone's getting
just
skanking off to Badadan.
Yeah, I'm just like, right, can everyone just go home then, please? I want to see everyone. And then I was like, right, I'm going to pause it when they do the after they've done the formation lap, and then watch it like a couple of minutes behind everyone. Because obviously we've got to wait for everyone to leave the club and tidy up and and I was just like and then obviously there was the aborted start because of what happened to Hajar, and I was like okay this is good, this is working in my favour here. And then literally like the last customer left the club and me and one of the bouncers just ran upstairs, got one of the sofas out of the sit down area upstairs and just like friends in it down the stairs trying like pivot and then dumped this sofa in the middle of the dance floor. And then just looked up at this massive projector screen and it was
living
like,
your best life.
Literally, I was there wearing my dressing gown, just like.
Was it your Versace one?
It was my Versace dressing gown.
You bougie fucker, you know, you fucking bougie fucker. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I did so I started off my day on Saturday at Formula One, watched qualifying because I slept through it, which was cool. It was cool to catch up. And then obviously, there was Formula 2.
I think the Formula 2 was on the Saturday, actually. The Formula 3 was on, the Formula 3 race was on the Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
And then the Formula 2 one was like a couple of hours before the F1 race, I think.
Yeah.
Because I vaguely remember him talking about how the track should be rubbered in, but maybe that was qualifying. I don't know. I watched it like for the first time in a while. I watched all of it. Like I watched practice one,
I watched three. All the practices, which I think before the race, that's something we'd have got to talk about, is Ollie Bearman's been in it in practice one.
Practice one, and then couldn't participate in practice two, and then span out on practice three. So
you know what? It's a shame for him because obviously, again, he's...
We know he can drive. He's driven before. He's driven the Haas before. He's driven the Ferrari before. So it's just, it is a shame that he... He didn't manage to put in a competitive quality time.
Oh, I think it was a real tough race. It didn't matter how experienced you were as a driver in that instance.
Yeah.
It was one hell of a way to start a season off, let's put it that way.
He came 14th, which was dead last out of all the people that completed the race. So,
I think the first thing we got to talk about after, because I think the practice, that's... You're not listening to for us to talk about practice. You're listening for us to talk about the race, not you, you sausage. I'm on about our lovely audience.
I am listening.
We are back in video this week. We've had issues the last couple of weeks with audio and video not syncing up and technology. So
it's just the quick turnaround. We've done episodes in the past, it's been fine because we can fix it and get stuff sorted. But obviously we've both got a lot of stuff going on outside of...
Yeah, this is not us making excuses. This is us just, we're being honest with you. Yeah. But I was going to say, it was Isaac Hajar in the formation lap. My heart sank for him, you know.
I know.
Like, I saw, like formation lap when I was like, right, here we go, here we go. And then obviously it just cuts to Hajar and like pinned into a wall.
It's just proof though. Like, it, even in cars nowhere near as powerful as a Formula One car, like obviously with us, with our MX-5s, it's a case of, if you put a little bit too much power down, at any point, especially when it's even the slightest bit wet, MX-5s aren't exactly masses of pair of cars.
They'll slip. So imagine having something that's got over 1,000 horse, weighs less than that.
Woohoo!
On
semi-slicks.
Semi-slicks. It's terrifying. And the thing is, you know, it's like obviously Anthony Hamilton as well. Fair play.
I saw a lot about that.
He went straight over and went, look, it happens.
And I think what's like really horrific and like insulting to the whole thing is, did you see that Helmut Marko made a comment saying, obviously, you know, it was an embarrassing moment that he went off the track in the formation lap, understandably, said, but I saw him crying after the race. He went, no, that was really embarrassing. And it's like,
yeah, Helmut Marko's a dickhead though.
And I think I saw a tweet from Natalie Pinken.
Pinkman.
That one. Saying like there's no room for people like that in Formula One.
No, there isn't. So there isn't. I didn't actually know about that. But
yeah, if we do a flashback to the Red Bull episode on about that guy that was like Helmut Marko's, like he's poorly lined racism or something, or thinly lined racism. And the comments and stuff that he comes out with, it is just like, no, it's not like. It's 2025, my dude. You need to rein it in a bit. Like, keep your offensive opinions to yourself.
That, like, if you want to think it, you do you, and we don't have to agree, but don't say it.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't say it.
But that's Helmut Marko for you.
Yeah, it is. He's also a dickhead. He's a helmet.
Helmet the helmet.
There we go. We might release a t-shirt with that. But yeah, I mean, obviously, the start. What the fuck is that new McLaren?
Yeah,
that thing is insane.
Well, first of all, can we take a moment to appreciate the fact that Lando didn't bottle it on the first corner?
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Because
I will give Max though, and I found myself hating Verstappen less and less lately because of hating Horner more.
Yeah, I think after watching, the first lap and a half, I think it was like. Yeah, that I didn't want Verstappen to get into first. Neither did I. It was one of those where I was watching it and I was like, I'm like, Lando, you need to fucking step it up. Because he was driving really well. Not that he doesn't drive well when he dominated anyway, but
yeah,
it was just like, it was good to see Lando on his top form. And because of that, yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously, but that car. In a straight line, it was, well, at some point, like, I'm pretty sure, like, he had, like, a 12-second lead on Lando, on Verstappen.
Yeah.
Because
they were debating pitting, wasn't they?
And getting him onto, like, slicks earlier. That's when they pitted him and he still came out in pretty, they're dual backed. Or was it Piastri they pitted first?
No, I think they pitted together because they did, they did a stacked pit stop.
Yeah, they did a double back, didn't they?
And it was obviously Lando came in and went out. And I think Verstappen stayed out. So he was still on the inters. Or was it? No, that I think that might have been when everyone went on to slicks.
Yeah.
Where Verstappen stayed out on the slicks while everyone was boxing for inters. And that was inevitably Ferrari's. Ferrari's downfall is that I think they stayed out too late.
But we'll get onto that in a second. But it's, yeah, I mean, that new McLaren, though, I couldn't believe how fast it was.
Yeah.
If you remember me saying a couple of weeks ago in an episode, I mentioned about how that's looking slippy as a car.
Yeah.
And like all the McLaren engineers.
McLaren, the Diddy car.
Yeah. Diddy the McLaren. Did he do it?
Maybe.
God damn it. No, but it's what I was going to say is like, obviously, with that McLaren, it's. I remember saying to you, like, about them, like, really trying to protect the aero and they didn't really want anybody to see it. And obviously, it is a running thing, but that I remember saying they were a bit more than normal. And now we've seen it race.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
You understand why they were so protective because they didn't want anybody getting any last minute opportunity testing.
After watching the testing, I reckon they kind of probably only used, you know, like 80-90% of the car's potential all through testing and even through like the first two Qs of qualifying, because as long as they got through,
you mean in practice?
No, through qualifying. Even through qualifying, I think they purposely held back a bit until obviously like Q3, and then it's bam, give it the best. give it everything you got. So yeah, it was quick. It was quick. I was quite happy for Lando to win. I did have my money on Piastri to win it, mainly because I thought that Lando was going to bottle it on the first corner.
You have a list of our predictions.
I do. We'll get through that when we get to the end results of the race.
But yeah, I mean, like, and the thing is, you know what, I really felt, and it's towards more the end of the race, but I want to speak about it now, is when Piastri went off.
Yeah.
My heart went for him. And I wanted to tell you this, because we've just been to Subway, as you know, we love a cheeky little
pre-podcast lunch.
Pre-podcast lunch, yeah. But yeah, fuck Subway and your new self-checkouts.
Fuck Subway.
Self-service. Yeah, it's the worst thing you've ever done. Anyway, so one of the funniest things happened when I was at F1 on Sunday, because I was posting the first watch party. And I've got some funny things happen, but this thing cracked me up. There was like a man and his wife, or a bloke and his missus. Don't know if they're just a couple.
Yeah.
It's like that. Both in McLaren shirts. He's got a McLaren jacket on. She's got a McLaren shirt on. I was like, are you back in? Like, she was back in Lando. He's back in Piastri. Piastri went off. He literally stands up, rips the jacket off. And he's got a Carlos Sainz Williams t-shirt on.
Wow.
And literally just throws it on the floor. And then Piastri, like, reverses his way off.
I was so devastated at that point. I was just like, you know,
what I didn't realise, and I feel stupid for not realising this, but I just felt it would never be a necessity. Formula One cars have reverse gears.
Yeah.
I never realised I did. I thought they were like,
it's one of those where,
because you always see him push them out of the pit.
Yeah.
Push them out of the paddock and always push them in, like, in out of the garages.
I can't remember what incident it was, but I think it was a couple of years ago where someone like had to reverse to get out. So I don't know, maybe I've just not thought as deeply
I thought Formula One cars didn't have reverse.
Well, when I started seeing his tyres spinning in the grass and then all the steam coming off them, I was like, been there. So I was like, yeah.
You know, though, did you see that he thanked Jeremy Clarkson
for teaching him how to reverse a tractor or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Like, honestly though, like, there was just so much. And Stroll, no, wait, it's Alonso.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've jumped ahead a bit here, but while we were on the topic of Aussies and unfortunate incidents, obviously there was Jack Doohan's little, I suppose it was a bit of an accident on obviously lap one. So
yeah.
What was it, turn five, so you know it wasn't even halfway through the circuit, and it's like, it's a bit devastating really. Again,
no, it is
maybe not quite as heartbreak as what it was for Hajar, but obviously doing being an Aussie, it's like, yeah.
One thing I will also say is how much drunken Christian Horner's kicking himself now
about the whole Lawson Yuki thing.
Yeah, and I think that was our first episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, when did Yuki, 12th he came, so, but to be fair, I think he qualified P5.
No, well, I think he was in P5 most of the race and he beached, didn't he? And he came off.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, but on the topic of all the retirements, signs out on lap two as well. That was a bit devastating.
Yeah, everyone was sort of like, come on, smooth operator.
Well, that's the thing with signs out. You've also got that you've got to look at it that, yes, signs went out and obviously didn't score any points, but Albon did. When did Albon come? Fifth.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive in itself, really. In the Williams, the second or third worst performing team of last year.
Yeah.
Top five.
Williams have been looking competitive lately.
I'm telling you, man, since they ditched them spreadsheets.
Since they've been using machine learning. I'll tell you something, though, and I know we're going to be jumping backward and forwards at the race in this whole thing, but what the fuck was Ferrari's pitch strategy? I'm sorry, but Ferrari, what the fuck are you thinking? You've got two drivers.
The highest paid driver lineup of all time in Formula One.
Right. You've got them in P1 and 2 at that point. They're both on slicks. Fair enough. Lewis Hamilton is the tyre whisperer on hards.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough, he was saying he's struggling for grip, but they're like, you've got to pit. You've got to put you on inters.
And after the rain that did come down, inters was a no-brainer.
I understand, but why didn't they pit under a yellow flag?
Yeah.
Like when it went to a yellow flag, why the fuck didn't you pit? Do what everybody else was doing and pit your drivers. You wouldn't have lost as many positions. You would have had a fighting chance of actually climbing up in the pack.
Tactical telly tactics, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, mate, honestly, I
want... Sometimes it's good, sometimes maybe shit.
I know Jack's going to be listening, but literally, like me and Jack at F1, we were saying, what the fuck are they playing at? Like what absolute fucking moron? And the thing is, it's like Lewis Hamilton, when he radios to his race controller?
Race engineer.
That's the word. I couldn't think what it was then. And he's like, oh, what position am I in now? And I'm like, Lewis, you're in P9. And it's just the... of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Followed by me cracking the right. There's a 40 grand fine to the FIA. However, there has been updates on this name.
Go on.
The rule with the FIA now and the swearing ban, it's not during the race. So if they swear on the radio...
Yeah, it's
fine because they've had to deem it as that it's emotion. They can't help it like that.
But understandable.
Like basically, if they go into a press room and they're like, oh, That was fucking shit. Or fuck the FIA or fuck this guy. Then they get fined. And you know what?
I can get down with that.
I can actually get down with that. That's fair game.
I did wonder while all the team radio things were coming through on the race. Like I was like, he's
going to do it. And it was Hamilton just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
he's got so much money, he doesn't care.
There's a few drivers that dropped a couple. So, but yeah, while we're on the topic of Italians and things not going their way.
Go on.
Obviously, there was Antonelli's spin out on lap 16. So,
yeah.
I don't think that was covered like live on the broadcast when it happened, but obviously they did a replay. And he span off the track, got back on the track safely, and only lost one position.
I saw that.
One position. So Antonelli, I mean,
he's looking promising, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, given obviously he's probably the only rookie rookie with probably the most likeliest to perform well team out of all the other rookies that whatever teams they're in.
I'll tell you something.
Other than Fernando Alonso.
I'll tell you something. I bet you Toto had a smug face.
Yeah.
I bet he was like Jeremy Clarkson smug facing at Fred.
But that's just Ferrari. And it happens. Like, you know, it was a bad pit strategy. That's all it came down to. Would have done a hell of a lot better.
It's the problem with Ferrari. I always find it's their biggest issue. It is their pit strategies. They're good at a lot of things there. They can build a fast car. They've got good drivers. They've got good engineers, but they've just got shit pit strategy.
That's been Ferrari.
And it was Charles Leclerc. Can't go for
There's water in the cockpit. No, it must be water.
It must be the water.
Add that to the tree of wisdom or tree of knowledge or whatever it is that he said. Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life.
I saw it come up and I was just like, are you taking the piss?
You can't write that shit, can you?
There's also, there was that instant where Verstappen went off ever so slightly while he was in P2.
Yeah,
Piastri obviously in P3, and Piastri zoomed right off past him. So that was good. I just remember hearing like the Aussie crowd like after seeing him overtake, but it still weren't as loud as when he got it back on track when he span off.
Yeah,
that was because I was honestly screaming when I saw Piastri there trying to get it off, and I was like, no! And then I saw his name on the like leaderboard come as out, so like a bit like he'd retired.
Yeah, and then, I remember seeing it go from eight to back in the race.
And I was just like, yes!
I can't actually remember because obviously I had done a 20-hour day and Dom...
I'm not going to lie, I've watched that race like four times since.
I put it on and on. I tried to watch it, but the fucking dog... was distracting me from watching the race.
I was going to say, I've put it on like a few times since, but like, I don't think I've sat and watched it properly. Like it's just every time I hear someone get a bit louder.
No, I was going to say, did Piastri finish the race or did he?
Yeah, Piastri finished. Finishing the points. P9.
You know what? That takes so he's still got two fucking points. Doing, you know?
If Piastri wouldn't have been in the points, Mercedes would be champion, well, top of the constructors.
For out the gate, yeah.
So, but there's also, obviously, when we were talking about Stroll,
I was about to say that
Alonso's spin-off.
Can you imagine?
I literally saw the Aston Martin in the wall and went, "For fuck's sake, Stroll!" And then it was like, "Oh, it's Alonso."
Can you imagine they're all there like, fuck's sake, it's daddy's money. Well, what the fuck? It's fucking Alonso? I bet Ian Landstroll probably was there like...
hanging on for dear life.
Just like, just keep swimming.
Yeah, literally. That was, that would have been lap, what have I got written there? Lap 34.
Yeah.
And then obviously that point in the race is when everyone boxed from the inters to the hards.
Yeah.
Well, the hards, except for Verstappen, Tsunoda, Albon, Hulkenberg, Bortoletto, Lawson, Ocon and Behrman, which sounds like a lot. And I think, well, it's not half, it's less than
half. Who went on mediums?
Yeah, they all went on mediums.
Actually, speaking of Landstra, I don't know if you noticed at the start of the race, everyone started on inters.
And he was on full wets.
He was on full
and
wets.
And then they did the formation lap. And there, because there was the aborted start, he changed, didn't he? Yeah. I did notice. I did, to be fair, I don't know why I didn't actually write that down.
You know what? I mean, we joke a lot about Landstra, but imagine if this is just like his year and he's like, somehow he's just become a fucking beast.
Well, I've said it before on here, but the Abu Dhabi 21, I think he finished like P5, P6 for that. So he can perform well in the right circumstances. So yeah, but I mean, so
I just couldn't believe the amount of crashes, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Obviously, there was Alonso's spin-off, which brought another safety car out. That was lap 34, and the race resumed at lap 42. So it's like 8 laps under the safety car. And that's when everyone boxed and put on the slick tyres. And then, so the notes I've got here is the race resumed at lap 42 and the rain started, heavy rain really, considering on lap 44. So, and then that was when both the McLarens left the track and obviously Piastri span out. So it's like, oh. But to be fair, credit to Lando for how, because watching when Piastri span off, Lando would nearly like, binned it.
Yeah, I saw Lando nearly lost it a few times, but he just
managed to catch it and was lucky and fortunate enough to keep his lead, I suppose. So
yeah, I mean that he did drive. He deserved that race. Oh, there was no doubt, shadow of a doubt, that he deserved that race.
Oh yeah, 100%. I voted for him as driver of the day.
I watched the race and I was like,
my old man said he voted Antonelli, and to be fair, looking back at it, I feel like Antonelli is a close second in my opinion.
So. Yeah, that's a fair play. I'll tell you something, F1 Fantasy, what's your username?
Mine is, ours is similar, it's box Dom.
And mine's box Sam.
So
I lost points.
I think...
So we're using my phone to record this at the minute. But yeah, mate, I just got fucking obliterated.
I don't know what mine is, because obviously we had very different, choices, but come on, F1 Fantasy. Let's see.
Have you noticed how slow the app is?
Yeah.
Slow as shit, you know. To say it's the fastest sport on the earth and the app is this fucking slow.
Here we go. Manage team? No? I don't. Oh, it's showing me China. Here we go. Completed. So 17 points on my one team. And then, 17 points. Had Piastri, Sainz, Hajar, that worked out well. Behrman, Bortoletto, McLaren, and Williams. So I think the only reason I did so well is because I had Piastri in there and McLaren. So yeah, that was fun.
Mine was awful. Mine was actually awful. I don't know actually what mine is because I don't have any devices here at the minute. I apologise if I am yawning. I've been up since the crack of dun today, and we've
both been a bit.
I'm tired today, but. We move more energy, more passion, all that crap.
Yeah. So,
more footwork.
I mean, next note I've got.
Go for it.
Oh, no, that was it. Yeah. Piastri, in his spin off, he went from P2 to P15, which at that time in the race, I think he was basically last but one, because I think there's still someone else left in behind him. But yeah. And then.
Ollie Behrman.
And then Leclerc span out and went from P6 to P11. So, yeah. And then that's when everyone started obviously pitting for inters again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mate, it's mad when you think about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's it. What was it? So, Leclerc went from P6 to P11. Everyone started pitting for inters because they were all on slicks and everyone was just fucking spinning left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And then Lawson span out and crashed on lap 47.
Mate, it's fucking mad, isn't it?
And I mean... like after that point, it was, so Lawson was out on lap 47, and then Bortoletto was out as well on, oh, and this would have been under the safety car then, I would imagine. I didn't write that in my notes, but yeah, so we'd lost two drivers on lap 47, and the race resumes at lap 52. So there's only five laps left. And with the race resuming, it was Norris, Verstappen, Russell, Albon, Antonelli, Stroll, Hülkenberg, Gasly, Hamilton, Leclerc, Tsunoda, Piastri.
Trying to say Gasly, right?
Pierre Gasly!
Pierre Gasly!
But yeah, Gasly, Hamilton, Leclerc, Tsunoda, Piastri, Ocon, Behrman. So Piastri had obviously moved up, two positions? Yeah. So, and that's obviously 14 people in. And then the thing that stood out for me really was the 5-second time penalty that Antonelli got on the last lap for an unsafe pit release, which was then overturned by the stewards after the race. But yeah, so
it's a 5-second penalty.
Yeah. So he got it, but then obviously it was removed because he finished P4, and that would have put him in P5. With his penalty and would have bumped Albon up to P4. But yeah, luckily he had it overturned. So he did.
Sorry, man, I need a fucking Red Bull today, you know?
I need a nap. So
I need an energy drink that's not Red Bull racing.
Yes.
Could I interest you in a Red Bull?
Potentially.
Give me a second. you talk for a sec. You just talk because I don't want to do a cut.
Okay. Well, obviously, the end results of the race wasn't much different to when the safety car went back in. So that would have been first place Norris, second place Verstappen, third place Russell, fourth place Antonelli with his 5-second time penalty overturned. fifth place Alex Albon, sixth Stroll, seven Hülkenberg, eight Leclerc, nine Piastri, 10 Hamilton, 11 Gasly, 12 Tsunoda, 13 Ocon, and 14th Behrman. And the DNFs for the race was Lawson, Bortoletto, Alonso, Sainz, Doohan, and Hadjar.
Absolutely amazing. We've got Red Bull now. Cheers, Phil. We should probably
ASMR.
There's probably somebody who's just turned off now, like, fucking hate that.
I hate that noise.
But you know what? What's the next one? It's China, isn't it?
Well, I mean, after that race, like, I put a Facebook post up.
But then there's more.
Saying, can someone please explain to me how Lance Stroll single-handedly scored more points on his own than both Ferraris collectively? What the fuck is that about?
Imagine you've got 7-time world champion, a potential, well, Leclerc, who will at some point be a world champion.
Oh, yeah.
And Lance.
I don't drink Red Bulls that much anymore. Nah, so like, when I get one, it's like,
I feel fresh now. I feel ready to go do some star jumps. Yeah.
Go on then.
Right, mush, safe, let's do this.
Sam's just going to jump in and start doing it. Three. Yeah, that's all they needed. Yeah. So
anyway, this episode's fucking rogue, you know. Lance Stroll finishing in the more points than the rest of Ferrari.
Well, he finished with more points than the Ferraris and the Sauber combined. And I think I think there's a couple more, but I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. But so before we move on to talk about China and do some race predictions and explain ourselves on why we're only doing one episode. Pardon me.
God, you know what? We're doing shit at this today.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Take it as it is. Next week will be better.
McLaren are obviously first, but they are joint first with Mercedes. Red Bull are second, third. Well, they're technically third. But yeah, fourth Williams. Fifth, Aston Martin. Sixth, Sauber. Seventh, Ferrari. Eighth, Alpine. Ninth, RB. And dead last, sadly, is our American buddy's Haas.
Yeah.
So that's, what team's got nothing? That was Alpine, RB, and Haas. They all got nothing. So Ferrari is the least point scoring team that actually
just
has points.
Just imagine this, right? Imagine all the money that they've just spent.
Imagine Enzo Ferrari being alive right now going... he's pissing people off.
You mean like in a Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah. He'd be fucking fuming.
He'd be like, how much did I fucking spend on this?
It's a bit outrageous.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, you know. Like, but you know what, Stroll, we give you a lot of shit. Fair play, lad.
Good job on doing us wrong. So
you're that sexy brings bastard. Us- Actually, you know what? Carlos Sainz. In that nightclub video I sent you.
Yeah, he's just bouncing around and his hair's just
just looking fucking majestic. I think I saw Bella James' video where she's like, what's the one thing you hate about Carlos Sainz? Because I hate his hair.
The interview that she did with James Vowles.
Yeah, and James Vowles is like, she went, I can't hate him because he's just too damn nice.
Yeah. I think you liked my comment on that video. It's like, I just want someone to love me the way that James Vowles loves Carlos Sainz.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, before we jump into China now,
do you want to say in the voice of the Supreme Leader? China.
Before we jump into talking about our predictions for that, we'll obviously compare our predictions to the last, our predictions for Australia. So,
for context, before we carry on, so you know how this works. Whoever gets, are we doing this on points now, or are we doing this on races that we get right?
It'd be races. Well, the predictions would be for the... So we've got our World Driver Championship and Constructors Championship.
Yeah.
That's obviously... That goes off which team. So there's no points or whatever. It's whatever team or driver and or driver is top. The prediction would be you have to get it bang on. If you get... I was talking to my dad about this and he threw in another idea. So if we do it off points, so if you get all three bang on in the right position... Yeah. So, but like your top three is the actual top three, you get 3 points.
Yeah.
But if you get the top three in whatever order, so as long as those three drivers that you predicted are on the podium, you get 1 point. And obviously, if you've got two or that, it's irrelevant. So, does that sound fair?
I was going to say, if you get all alternative option,
go on.
You get, as long as the top three drivers are there, you get. And you get them in the order, you get 4 points.
Yeah.
Because you get an extra, so you get the 3 points for the drivers.
Yeah.
And then you get an extra point for getting them in the correct order.
Okay.
I feel that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
That cool. Works. Right. This is, we don't plan this, literally, we just wing this podcast.
Okay. So that's what we're going off. So my prediction was fucked. Piastri, Hamilton, Sainz. And obviously, I didn't get any of them.
Yeah. Who did your dad predict?
My dad predicted...
We need to get your dad on this podcast show just for the fucking bands.
Hamilton, Russell and Norris, my dad got. Yeah. So Russell was on there, and Norris was on there, but Hamilton wasn't. So
yeah,
nothing there. Your prediction was Verstappen, Norris, Hamilton. So
it's 2-2 with me and your dad.
So, well, there's no points for my dad because he only got two and you only got two, really. So technically, we're at zero, everyone.
I was going to say you get a point of driver, but yeah, that's fair, Fox.
Yeah, I think if we do the 3 points if you get all three drivers.
4 points if you get them.
4 points if you get them in order, the correct order. So,
and basically, whoever gets the most points and gets the constructors and...
Yeah, so the race, the points for per race driver thing, that's drinks. And then the constructors... And drivers.
That's the shababs.
That's the shababs.
And if none of us gets right, we are going to donate it to charity. And I thought...
Go on.
A better idea.
Go on.
And
we throw it... we put all the money together and buy Alpine.
No, we buy a Kickstarter.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, but that's just the car. If we buy Alpine, we get two cars and the team and the mechanics.
True. No, what I was going to say is, like, say, for example, we could... I don't know what I just said, say, for example. I'm in corporate mode today. What we could do is, like... Whatever the value of the shababs is, we go for shababs anyway, and then just donate the same amount of money to charity.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
or we could shababs. I'm always down when the shababs is involved.
Or if it's the last race and we're really close, we do a double or nothing, double to charity or two lots of shababs.
I don't care as long as we get shababs.
Same. Right, China. Talk to my baby.
So China.
Cheers, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for the Red Bulls, Phil. He's going to cry.
I'll give him you back.
He won't.
Feels lovely.
That's true. I'll give him that. So, I mean, China.
I've just got mad defensive for Phil, you know.
I'm looking forward to China for many reasons, but what's the Chinese Grand Prix called? Here we go. The Heineken Chinese Grand Prix.
Yeah.
At Shanghai International Circuit. So that will be at 7 a.m. in UK time.
This reminds me.
Or 3 p.m. Chinese standard time, I think it is. Or summertime.
Yeah, I need to interject here.
Go on.
I've been trying to keep the secret, but I got my confirmation today for it.
Go on.
I ordered you a birthday present in January.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn up, so I found you another one.
Okay.
Your name's going to be on one of the race flags this year.
Oh, fucking what a winner. I was thinking about buying one of them for my dad for his birthday at one point, and I never got around to it. But
I can't remember which race it's at.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, and you'll get the little cut of the flag next year.
Sick. High five. I appreciate it.
I was really struggling to find you the right gift, and I saw one. I was like, that's what I need to get in.
Yeah.
As soon as the race finishes,
yeah,
they hold on to him. Then they're going to go.
Like I said, I looked into it a bit myself, and I was like, oh yeah. But no, that's badass.
Thank I saw you. That, and I thought that'd be. I'll check what race it is, and I'm not going to say it until it's the race.
Yeah,
and I might just message him. Look at the flag.
Sick. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
So
we'll do it. We'll do a reveal on the pod
when it arrives. Yeah, we're going to have to be like, woohoo.
Yeah.
So, China. I, after watching everyone's form, I really don't know where I'd even start with my predictions, because obviously Australia was a fucking wild ride.
I mean, looking back from Australia, McLaren are going to be competitive again.
McLaren, I think 100% are in the lineup for
constructors.
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, because they've done so fucking well. And they've just pulled it. I don't want to say it seems like they pulled it out of nowhere, because it's not. The first half of the season last year was
a bit ropey. But the second half, they were dominant.
They pulled it back, and it went on and on till pretty much it was either the last or the last but one race, as far as I remember. So
one thing I will think, I think we're going to start to see the end of Red Bull's dominance this year.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to that.
No, but it's one of the ones. It's like Verstappen was.
I'm not looking forward to it because I'm against Red Bull. I'm looking forward to it because
proven innovation of the sport.
Yeah, because it's going to be more interesting.
But what I was going to say is one of the ones that, like, let's look back at Australia, like when the tire management. Verstappen was having to push his car so much harder to keep up, to even be near those McLarens. And those McLarens, like, any opportunity they could open up, they were gone.
Yeah.
Like, I was speaking to a lad called Kyle, who's one of the techs at F1. And he's like, he was either Kyle or Jacob. And they're like, oh, he's just, like, Lando's just depleted his battery.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously I looked on Sky Sports F1 stats page.
Yeah.
And it was like, literally, it was still full. It was just that fucking fast at pulling away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and everyone's like, nah, like, he's definitely just used, like, his hybrid system and just drained it to pull away.
Mm.
But, like, it wasn't. It's just they're that fast.
It was, it was just that last lap, I think, where I kind of noticed where Verstappen was pulling it back slowly. But I don't want to say if there was, like, another lap or another two laps that Verstappen would have had him, because I feel like they both would have had a bit of, like, charge and overtake left, and they're going to be, for the last lap especially, they're going to be fucking rinsing it to get maximum out of the car.
I said, for Verstappen, the thing that probably would have given him an advantage would have been just the fact that he would have been, as long as he could stay in the DRS zone.
Yeah. Well, that was it.
That was the thing that was catching Verstappen up, was DRS.
And I think maybe, because I've heard people say it before, where, like, oh, another lap or two and it would have been game over for whoever it was that was in first, and the person in second would have took it. But you can say that, but at the same time, you don't know. I wanted to go ahead and say it myself, that another lap and Verstappen would have had him, but another lap, he might have been out of all of his, like, overtake. And Yeah, you know, he was in the DRS, like, range, but would that have done it? Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Verstappen was out of battery on the last lap, so, and that's why Verstappen was catching him up so quick. I don't know. But yeah.
But I mean, with China, I think McLaren's going to be a player.
Yeah, definitely. So I think qualifying wise anyway.
McLaren's going to be a player. I think Mercedes is going to be a big player.
I'll be surprised if McLaren doesn't get another 1-2 for qualifying.
Is it a dry race?
China, it should be.
If it's a dry race, I know we bet this last time, but I think Williams are going to be not in the top three.
Top five.
But I think they're going to be top five.
Yeah, well, they did fucking top five this race. So
yeah. And that was in a worst case scenario.
Because, what was there?
I also think ignoring the pit strategies, Ferrari could be a contender.
Ferrari's
got some fucking good teams and they got a good car, but like even Lewis Hamilton, when it was a great car in testing, but when we were racing, there was problems.
Yeah. Well, that's
it. I feel that Lewis Hamilton's going to be doing the Niki Lauda, like the, it's fucking shit. It's a Ferrari. Yes. And it's a shit box.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that scene, you know, in Rush.
Well, I completely forgot, obviously. So the results was Norris, Verstappen, Russell, Antonelli, Albon. I didn't realise that it was obviously Mercedes 3-4. So
yeah. Russell, Kimi won it.
Yeah, just add him. And given, I think Antonelli, if he would have finished on the podium, it would have been the most successful rookie, like first race, or like most points scored in a first race by a rookie ever, if he would have finished also ahead of Russell.
Thinking of Kimi, thinking of a different Kimi, have you seen about Alonso lately in all of his press stuff?
Oh yeah, and
just challenging it. Is it Kimi Raikkonen?
I don't want to talk about the car.
I don't want to talk about the car. I don't want to talk about the race. This is my 9-to-5. Go away.
Yeah.
Like, so, I proper laughed at it, man. It was funny. But yeah, I think China, like, I think for me, the three big players, it's going to be McLaren. McLaren are going to be the big one. Probably Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, after that race.
After that race, Mercedes.
Considering the conditions.
And for either Ferrari or Red Bull.
Yeah.
Well, Max Verstappen. Well, not Liam Lawson. I'm sorry, Liam Lawson. You probably don't listen to this. But
If you do,
well, go on, coming on.
Come on.
We'll give you a Red Bull, even though you get them for free.
I think, I don't know. I'm not knocking Lawson out just yet. I think...
I think his first race performance was...
subpar.
It was piss poor, mate. Like, it was. I mean, don't wrong. Like, look, I can't talk because we're not Formula 1 drivers. No. I don't have that ability. But I also saw, I can't remember who said it, but they said with Formula 1, I think it was actually Verstappen. He said it's not always about who's the best, most technically talented driver, and it's whoever's got the biggest drive to do it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the grafters get rewarded in Formula 1.
Look at Hamilton. Hamilton wouldn't
strong.
Hamilton, I don't think he would have got as far as he did if he didn't have that such passion because...
Oh, and his dad driving him.
Yeah, so...
And it seems like, you know...
The same with Esteban Ocon, because Ocon came from nothing, like just like Hamilton.
Yeah, but, I think that's the thing what everybody loves about Hamilton and his dad as well. He's like, his
Ocon's not that good, I suppose. I was going to say Ocon's not actually that good. I was going
to say Hamilton's the...
Leaps and bounds ahead.
He's the goat in A. But I think with Hamilton as well, the thing, it's one of those ones where he's... He comes across a nice guy, but his dad comes across a nice guy. It seems like his dad...
Hamilton comes across a nice guy, but his dad comes across an even nicer guy.
His dad kind of... It seems like his dad's kind of... When Hamilton went to that like dickheady phase, it's kind of like his dad pulled him one side. He's like, Lewis, this ain't you.
His dad smacks some sense into him.
No, you know his dad was like, Lewis, son, this isn't you.
Son, this isn't you. Stop being a prick.
However, the Ferrari drip, though...
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, they're all looking fresh as fuck. But yeah, I do really think the three big players in for the top three positions or constructors for China is going to be McLaren, Mercedes, and Ferrari for me. It's going to be a dry race.
Yeah. Well, we think it's going to be a dry race.
We hope so.
You would have thought, you know, Australia would be a dry race.
Yeah, they fucking pissed it down.
Fuck.
You know, Silverstone this year, I bet Silverstone's about 30 degrees.
I hope it is.
We should go.
We need to find a way in because tickets aren't the cheapest. And if we're going to go, if someone said, oh, you know, here's free tickets for the race and the race only, I'd be like, yeah, sound. But like, I feel like if I'm paying money, I'd want to go for the weekend. I'd want to do the
full shebang, full 9 yards.
Because, yeah. And I feel like you got more
opportunity. If anyone on this podcast knows anybody who can get us in Silverstone, I'll leave an email in the show notes, like legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, because
we'd love to.
We'd love to. And like,
we'll shout you out if there's a reason to do that. Or, yeah. Like, if you work with something to do with it, we'll like big up these guys.
We could probably get us in Velo.
Velo. Oh, God, yeah. Velo. I've got the phone number for the one guy there because I was talking to him about what we did before. Yeah. And he was like, oh, that's good to know. So, No. I forgot about that.
We won't talk about what Velo did to you.
Oh, God, yeah.
That sounds really sinister.
It felt sinister. Nothing bad happened.
It was just you weren't used to that much nicotine at once.
Yes, basically. But anyway, let's get on to
China.
Let's get on to our predictions.
So, Dom, give me your predictions first.
So, I mean, if we go off, I just want to pull up last week's ones again.
Pull up.
So, mine was Piastri, Hamilton, Sainz. I'm not going to go for that again. and yours was Verstappen, Norris, Hamilton. I feel like yours wasn't that bad. Obviously, no. You got 2 out of 3. So, pardon me. So, yeah, I feel my prediction. I think Norris has got a good head on his shoulders at the moment.
Yeah,
he's in a good mindset.
He's in a good mindset, he's in a good car, and he's fast.
Yeah, and if things work out in his way and nothing unfortunate happens, I don't see why he couldn't have the next one. So I'm gonna put Norris in P1. I'm gonna write this down because otherwise we'll forget. So P1 for me.
If only we were recording this in audio, you know.
I know. P1 for me is Norris. So yeah. Norris. And then I think P2, I'm trying to think after that race, I want to say Verstappen, but I don't want to put Verstappen on my, but I feel like I've just got this feeling, like I'm like, ooh, got this feeling that Verstappen isn't going to do very well in China. I don't know why. I'm saying like below P5 for a finish.
That's interesting. That is.
I have no reason to support that other than I've got shudders going down my body thinking
about it. So who's your P2?
I don't know. It's actually pick so one, hard after that.
Pick one. Pick a driver, Dominic.
I'm going to say Piastri. I'm going to say Hamilton. Sorry. Norris, Piastri, Hamilton.
That's yours.
Yeah.
For mine's a little bit different.
Hang on. So Norris, Piastri and Hamilton.
So Martin.
Yeah.
My P1. I agree with you. I think it's Norris's race, isn't it? It's like his race pace and everything was like exceptional. And his lap pace was exceptional.
Yeah, which is fair.
But I'm going Norris.
Yeah.
Leclerc.
Okay.
Piastri.
Fair. So we've both kind of gone with the Ferrari. So
it's just which drive from Ferrari.
That's fair.
Looked at the last race, even though I love Hamilton. You know I love Hamilton. Yeah.
I feel well.
Piastri. Leclerc had a faster race pace in Australia.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I was waiting because my money was on Piastri to finish. And I kept saying it the entire race. I was like, Piastri is going to have Norris at some point. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I thought it was going to happen.
And, you know, sadly it didn't. But I feel like if he hadn't gone off, I reckon he probably would have had him on the last bit.
Yeah, the thing is obviously there's the papaya rules. I don't know if you know about that with McLaren.
Yeah,
where you race each other, but you race clean.
Yeah, so
like you don't put the cars in danger, basically.
Yeah, let's say it should be for both. Well, every team. But
yeah, but I like the fact that they have the papaya rule is what they call it.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll have to speak to my old man when I get home and see what he predicts.
And get Paul's prediction. Paul's prediction.
Yeah, he can be like the, I don't want to say the outside opinion.
Paul's the independent.
Yeah, that's it. Independent.
Is he independent?
Because I was going to say, my old man's been watching F1 for fucking ages. And yeah. Like, he only had like a couple of years break not watching it. And I think that was...
Your dad's like a diehard petrolhead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Proper petrolhead.
And my nan was as well. Like, that's the wild thing.
My old man is as well.
Me and my dad were talking like while the race was on. Because he messaged me at like 4:20 in the morning with like a picture of him sat up in front of the TV downstairs. He's like, just woke up to come and watch the F1. And I was like, yeah, what a geezer.
Do you know what made me laugh? I feel we've covered as much as we can with China for now.
Yeah, there's...
Because China isn't much... As the season goes on, we'll be able to get more better predictions.
Yeah, at the moment, we're just going off one race, and what a fucking race to go off.
Fucking
like,
madness.
If you knew nothing about F1,
and that was the first, and that race, was the first you race
you watched, and you, then you've got to then think how the rest of the thing's going to go down, you'd be like,
how the fuck do you call this?
Yeah.
But honestly, mate, so hosting on Sunday, going around, chatting, getting race predictions, you know what I do. Go up to a girl, obviously, so...
You didn't ask her about Lando Norris being a favourite again, did you?
No.
No.
No, we don't talk about that. No, anyway, so all the Sims decided, because it was a 4 o'clock race,
yeah.
The wonderful tech team at F1 decided to...
do a Windows update at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that when you said tech
anyway,
team at 4 a.m.
Anyway, you know, fair play to Jack, got it sorted in literally 2 minutes. All the Sims just needed to be rebooted because SSDs and fast internet.
Yeah.
So all that was ready to go. But whilst everyone and all the customers were really patient, understanding that it's 4 o'clock in the morning. If it was midday, I'd everybody be pissed.
Yeah.
But everyone's
The Sims were free.
Yeah.
And it was only, a tenner to get in. So.
But I do also think that a lot of people were just like, it's fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. The amount of people who I saw like asleep in the middle of the race because they were dying. But anyway, walking around, go up to this one girl and I see her and she's just like this, just waiting. And I go to ask her and I'm like, oh. So I mean, she looks asleep and I crouch down and I just see her like this. And I literally stand up. I was like, oh, dodge that bullet, and just walked away. And literally she turned up and she's like,
what's going on?
I heard her go, where am I? I'm like, been there.
Yeah.
The worst is when you have a nap in the car and you wake up and you feel like you're driving.
Yeah.
You ever had that one?
Yeah.
And you grab the wheel rapidly, realizing that you parked in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a burger. But yeah, I mean, it's...
Big up the McDonald's that don't have the 90-minute time limit on the car park.
Bitty bap bap. unlike Warsaw.
Oh, God. What's it? Wisemore.
Wisemore, Warsaw. Ugh. Fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
Your food's shit as well.
Throw shade. Yeah.
Honestly, mate, I enjoyed that race so much. It was fucking...
Do you know what's mental? I've been hearing... So there's a radio in my kitchen and it's on pretty much 24/7.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that like I'll be in the kitchen, I'll like make a drink or we're making food or whatever, and I'll just hear like an advertisement for Formula One on the radio, which I don't think I've ever heard one before. No. I don't listen to the radio much anyway.
Do you know what? When I was driving in and out of Birmingham, the amount of actual adverts, big billboards saying it's race week.
Everyone's saying it's the most anticipated Formula One season ever. And
I think it's because there's so much shake-up in it.
There's so much has changed. There's so many rookies. It's the first time in a long time where there's been... I don't want to say it's a level playing field because it's far from that. But
no, but there's opportunity.
There's a lot more competition. And it's a lot
there's
more
competition opportunity.
So I feel like the whole thing has just been crazy. So
it has, but you know, I think on that note, that's a good point to wrap this up.
Yeah, I couldn't
agree. I've enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, it started off a bit, but
you know what?
It was like everyone driving in the wet. You know, it was a bit, but then the sun came out and woof.
Yeah. Anyway, Dom, where can we find you?
You can find me on pretty much everything at DJ Dom Cook. What about you?
You can find me, same, on pretty much everything at Sentio Silvano. Where can you find us?
I was going to say, the podcast, you can find everything. I think like the content kind of slowed down last week because we had obviously no video.
Yeah, we had 2 weeks of just video issues.
It was just...
I'm hoping this week we can get video out. If there isn't, we're still working on it. If it is... Please stay with us.
Yeah, but
it is literally just me and this guy.
Yeah,
we don't have a team around us. It's just me and you.
But you can find hopefully new content on everything at Box Pod. So
other than that, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Oh, quick one before we leave. The reason why we're not doing 2 episodes a week.
We've
glossed over this. I'll be totally honest. It's time for us. We're both really busy people.
We're both self-employed. We also run a business together.
We've got multiple. Obviously, I've been getting my Mazda ready for
Sam's been looking after his car. I've been looking after my nephew.
We've both been... Obviously, I've been literally doing house shit and adulting.
It's just been chaos. And when we were talking about doing it, obviously, because we didn't know how long we would be able to talk about races and predictions. Evidently, you know, we've managed to fit it into the, what, nearly an hour long episode. But
I think I'd rather do one hour long episode than 2 30-minute ones.
Because every time, obviously, we come here, we have to come in and set this space up to be.
And obviously, it's out just taking up 2 days of their time to do it rather than
exactly
the 2 hours we use it for, which they're kind enough to let us use it for. So that's the honest truth. It's still going to be weekly episodes.
It'll just be every Friday. So yeah, you'll get the race review and summary and predictions in one. It is what it is.
Yeah. But as always, thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot. And I hope you enjoy it. If there's anything that you want us to talk about,
drop us a message. Drop us a comment.
Because we love to engage you guys.
We'd love to talk about what, you know, any questions you might have, anything you might want to say, or if you want to tell one of us we're a dickhead.
No. Incorrect word, Dom. The word is bellend.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Bellend. The word is bellend.
Bellend.
Other than that, thank you so much as always. Love you. Bye.
It's been sensational.
Sensational.
Love you. Bye.
Take care. See you later.